Sunbury career coach Julie Wacker says people who have been made redundant from their job or who are facing redundancy shouldn't take it personally. She also has advice for those back on the job hunting trail. My name is Steve Hart, and when I spoke with Julie, I began our conversation by asking what people should do following redundancy.
Redundancy is very often really business driven. It is never a personal decision. Just don't take it personal. If you can afford that, I would recommend that you are taking a break, take a breather, lick your wounds, see what's going on with yourself, have a little bit of self-care, and have a good look around what your next steps are.
When it comes to the CV, Julie, how much should you put on it? How far back should you go with your employment history?
If it's not relevant to the role you're applying for, then I would really go only 10, 15 years back. Otherwise, you would then tell everyone how old you are, and that could be a disadvantage either. Make it very clear what you're applying for and highlight that your skills are matching what they are looking for, and then in the last 10, 15 years. You don't have to hide your age, but I would not put my date of birth on the CV, because that's the personal information you only give when they really hire you and give you the contract. But other than that, I would potentially write in where you are located, but even that is none of their business. So leave that out. Write in, you are Max, and you have this experience from that to that, and you have done that role, and you know this experience, and you have this education. These are the key points you need to put in. If you are applying for a high managing role, you may want to put in a professional summary or a statement. But if you're applying for a role which is rather hands-on, a tradie job, there only needs to be your experience, the length of experience, and if you have any special qualifications.
I think that one thing people do struggle with on their CV is when there are gaps and perhaps it's been a period of unemployment, or perhaps they've done a job completely outside of their normal career. How do they cover that gap so they don't cause a problem on their CV and let themselves down?
I wouldn't put it as a gap in. I would put it in and be honest with that. You can say I worked for 6 months in this role, and then if someone is asking, you can always say, I needed the money. It is fair and it's square, because that's what happens. Don't lie in your CV. Don't leave gaps. But you can make it then a very short, brief information. I did that to support my family. I did that because I did additional training and I haven't had enough time. Or whatever then the reasons might be. So don't leave there the gap. And it is a sign of being honest and being committed to you want to do something.
As a career counsellor, what are the common things do people do that trip themselves up? What are the common mistakes that you're seeing day to day?
Very often people don't research the company. They are applying for a job in a company. They have no idea what the company is doing. And when they are being asked, they are stumbling, they are rambling, they have no idea, and this is not a good sign. And notice things about, well, I noticed you have done something different, or you have changed the packaging, or you have a new product in the pipeline you are hiring me for. I'm very interested about that market segment. Something like that you know what's going on in that field.
For listeners interested, when should a person consult the services of a career counsellor?
If they want to change roles. They are doing their roles for some years and they are quite happy with that role and their money is maybe good, but something is not right. Something is missing. They always have this, I always wanted to do something different.
And what's your general advice for those at work or those looking for a new job?
My really big advice for everyone, have a little bit of money for rainy days, that you are not completely desperate when something like that, loss of job, is hitting you.
That's counsellor and life coach Julie Wacker. You can find her website at juliewacker.com.au or give her a call on 03 8007 2065, juliewacker.com.au. My name is Steve Hart for sunburylife.au.